we'll start with today and then we'll move on to the good stuff. What happened today?
We simply didn't get enough runs. We thought we had a competitive total on the board. I thought Jason and Ben again played well. He backed up his knock at Leeds, played a very mature innings, and getting to 200, you're probably about par or always in the game, but the wicket was a lot better than we thought it was, and Pakistan came out and played really well. So, and on the day, you got to take a hat off to them. They outplayed us.
Bit of a risk leaving out the two spinners who had played so well at Headingley?
Oh, it's always, you sort of weigh up the risk reward, and I think there was more reward today for giving Liam Dawson a game looking ahead to the winter tours. Two big winter tours ahead, and it's important that, given at any stage during the series we might call upon a third spinner in each game, and it might be a crucial game, and I'd like him to play the game already. So it was important that he plays at least one game before he goes on tour.
But you've won the Royal London Series 4-1, and that's really what we should concentrate on. How pleased have you been with the way your team has played generally throughout this series?
Yeah, I've been really pleased and very proud. Before the series, we identified a couple of things, and one of them was our level of consistency. We've been very good at stages over the last year and a half, and we've been okay at our worst. So the level of consistency, I thought, has been outstanding. Our bowlers have done a magnificent job throughout the series. Everybody within the squad is at a go, probably bar Jake Ball, but each of the bowlers has stood up and put their hand up at each stage. So that's a huge plus going forward. Our batting just seems to get better and better. The game at Trent Bridge was absolutely phenomenal. To look back on it now and think we scored 444 was amazing. Alex Hales' match-winning innings, Josh Butler's 50 ball 90. Get it right. I thought it was exceptional. So we are making huge progress, but again, consistency and trying to improve our games as we go along is as important.
And I guess with so many one-day tournaments coming up, including coming back to this ground next year for the Champions Trophy, you're going the right way playing 50 overs on home conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we went for another option today of playing four seamers and only one spinner. And given whatever circumstances might be or what the weather might be knocking around this time next year, it gives us the option of going down that route as well.